Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
The first circle, and what I would say that every couple needs to start with, is connection.
One of the gentlemen she was talking to every week said that her call is the only person that she talks to other than kind of medical professionals.
We have guys in Stockton, part of our team. We have a ministry team that goes around, just talks to people, knocks on doors, says hello. And the biggest thing they get response for is, can we pray for you?
Elevating the kingdom of God throughout Newcastle and the Hunter. This is Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
Hey, Rick Prosser, Kingdom Works. Hey, it's really great to be with you again. Go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au, and that's where you can find us. And hey, we'd love to hear from you as well. There's a little e-news that goes out every few weeks. You can subscribe to that. And certainly, if you know of someone or something happening in our community that you think would be good on this program, we'd love to hear from you. I'll tell you what, you're going to love my special guest today. I've got Kirsty and Coral. Welcome to the program, ladies.
Thank you. Thanks.
And we're talking about Rahab, which is a really cool ministry that's happening in the city, which is brilliant. And you ladies are really well involved in that. The name Rahab. Mm. Now, obviously, there's a, for our listeners, we're talking about a ministry, an outreach ministry to sex workers. I like the woman in the Bible, Rahab.
She was pretty brave.
Is that where it all comes from?
That's where the concept comes from.
Yeah.
So people who work in the sex industry are valuable to God and part of his family.
Yeah, brilliant. There is a national umbrella of Rahab based in Adelaide, from memory.
Rahab started in 2003 in Adelaide when a YWAMer, Paulette, started visiting people who work in the sex industry.
Brilliant.
Really kicked it off.
And it's been happening in Newcastle now for some time.
Yeah, since 2011, I think, in Newcastle. Yeah, I wasn't involved then, but certainly been going strong under YWAM's leadership.
How did you get involved in it, Kirsty? I mean, you've been in Newcastle for a few years now.
Yeah.
What was the engagement for you?
Yeah, I moved to Newcastle in 2016 and got a bit more capacity in about 2020 and started looking around for what to be involved in. I'd moved from Western Sydney, where in a suburb where there were just lots of brothels, and so had been involved in a ministry like this there in St Mary's, and was really keen to see what was happening here in outreach to people who work in the sex
industry. What was it that got you involved?
Initially?
In Sydney.
Well, I just noticed in my suburb there were just about 16 brothels in one short main road strip. And so I was praying about that, saying, God, what are you doing about all these brothels? You know, there's all these people working in here and they don't know you. What are you doing about it? And I was hanging up the clothes on the line, and I was like, I had two children who were quite young. And then God said, well, okay, do something. Go on. You can go and do something. So I just started speaking to people around in my church and other women, and we got a group together and we prayed. And we spent about 6 months meeting regularly and praying. And God put things in our hearts that we could start acting, and we started knocking on doors, and that's how we started.
It's brilliant. Legs on prayers. Praying is good. Sometimes the Lord wants us to move.
Yes.
And that's brilliant. Coral, what about you? How did you get involved in this sort of ministry?
So through a friend in church, had joined the ministry, and it really spoke to my heart. And so I thought, I need to find out a little bit more about this. Sent an email to Kirsty and thought, I saw her photo and thought, I know this lady. And sure enough, we had worked together in the Blue Mountains. So there was that connection already. And but just having that heart, God really lays things on your heart. And it was, you know, you've got to be involved in this. It was that sort of a moment. I love it. It's worthwhile, very worthwhile.
And can I just share, that was a real answer to prayer for me as well, because when Coral's email came in, I thought, that can't be a common name. Maybe it's the same person. And I had prayed that I would run into this person again, because she's so amazing to work with and I needed a co-leader. And there she was.
Thank you. That's beautiful. Yeah. That is beautiful. Just share with us, Kirsty, what... Did I just call you Kirsty?
You did.
Christy.
No.
Kirsty.
It's Kirsty.
I got that right. What does it look like in Newcastle, the Rahab ministry, when a team of ladies go out? What's it look like?
Yeah, so practically we go out once a month.
Mm.
At the moment we're visiting at night time, but we're looking at starting a daytime visit as well. So once a month we're taking small token gifts in to the places of work, so the brothels around Newcastle, and we're asking the ladies if there's anything we can chat to them about or pray with, and anything that they need a hand finding. So there might be services that they've had trouble working out how to access. So that's where we can sit with them and nut out, what can you do next?
And so are you well received? I mean, or is it like you got to pry the door open? What is it, Carol?
We are very well received. Mm. They're so excited to see us. I think they like the gifts. But they love to chat. They share, and straight away they share actually some quite deep stuff, which is a real privilege.
Yeah.
Yes, but we're very welcome. Look, there's been a couple of occasions where people have been a bit anti, but only twice in the time I've been involved. So generally, the ladies, just they just love us to come, and they welcome us, give us a hug.
And so obviously, access is granted by the managers. And so
yes, and I think, Kirsty, do you want to speak to that? Because you're walking
us there. We really do stay in contact with the managers. Sometimes we've met them outside for coffee just to say, this is what we do. You're happy to have us in. Sometimes they are, sometimes they aren't. So there are some that we're just quite careful with how we visit sometimes. To keep the doors open.
Yeah, very good, very good. Does a story come to mind, Carol or Kirsty?
In terms of being welcomed?
In terms of working, anything to do with what's happening.
I think the thing that I find I'm so grateful to God for is the ladies they're open to us praying for them. And they're happy to share. Some of them, as I said, quite deeply share some of their life stories. And I think that trust is such a privilege. So we treat that very gently. You know, you hold it gently. And, so those, I think.
So one experience of that you've encountered in recent times where somebody's opened up a little bit more.
Okay, well, I think one thing that stands out to me, and look, this ministry is not for everybody. No. For some people, it's quite triggering. But I think, you know, there was one evening where one of the girls that was there was quite young, and it was her first time. And she was really sad. She'd gone into it through a family member had encouraged her, but she was really finding it hard. And so to have that opportunity to talk to her, to encourage her and to assure her that we would pray for her was a real blessing.
Wow, that's amazing. Hey, if you just joined us, Rick Prosser here, Kingdom Works. It's great to be with you. My special guests today, Kirsty and Coral from the ministry, the outreach ministry that happens here in the city of Newcastle, Rahab, reaching out to workers in the sex industry. Just share with us a little bit about how people get involved, and then we'll talk a little bit about some of the obstacles that people that you're working with engage in. Those that I imagine some want to get out, but they're trapped.
That's right. So for people who come into the sex industry, to actually leave it is quite hard. It becomes a way of life, and it also becomes a bit of a social network. Also, to get there in the first place, other social networks have broken down.
Right.
There might be some broken family relationships or other barriers. And often there are links with addictions, so drugs, alcohol, whatever it is, as coping mechanisms before they enter the work, or once they're in the work, those are coping mechanisms that they rely on. So there's a lot of complex factors about getting out. It's not as simple as just leave the job tomorrow, find something else to do. Sometimes there's no other work history.
Yep.
Sometimes there's a language barrier, such as not having English, not being able to write English, so it's difficult to get another job in an English-speaking country. Yeah, sometimes there's an addiction to break and needing access to detox facilities, which are hard to get into, or even just overcoming some mental health difficulties, so access to psychology or counselling.
Yeah, so it's really complex. I mean, the thought that some people, even though they may want to exit it, it's just not that easy. They're trapped in many ways. Gosh, it's so good that we've got teams of ladies going out to, you know, almost put legs on. I would imagine some are crying out to God for help.
Yeah, some of them are. And some of them believe that God hates them. And that's where we found, we walk in, we start saying, we're from the church, and they say, but I thought you hated us. Actually, no, we don't hate you.
Wow.
And God doesn't hate you either. He loves you.
That's just great. What some ways that people, you mentioned before, it's not everyone's deal to go out and do something, but there's more ways to engage in this ministry than just going out. While that's really, really important, we need people to go out, of course, but there's other ways individuals and churches can engage. What are some of those ways?
So certainly, yes. We send out an email to people who want to be on our prayer list, and so prayer is so important. Yeah. And if they know the night, if people know the night we're going out, then to be supported in prayer, like, that is great.
Yep.
Many churches, your church in particular, have supported us financially and also supported us with gifts. And so we find, I know I come from quite a little church, but the ladies there are really happy to make gifts to take out.
Beautiful.
And so that's wonderful too, because you know what? When we take something as a gift that someone has taken the time to make for these ladies, that speaks volumes about how loved they are.
That's beautiful. Yeah. The ladies that are making those gifts, what do they look like? What type
just
of gifts
ladies,
are they?
Oh, the gifts?
Yeah, what
all
type
sorts
of gifts
things.
Are they?
We've had, like, planted succulents in little pots. We've had hand knitted bed socks. They were a hit, weren't they? cooking sometimes, taking homemade cookies and biscuits and things like that. All of those things.
Like really simple stuff.
Very simple.
Young and old could do that.
Absolutely. And it speaks volumes. Somebody cared enough to spend their time to make this just for you.
Yeah,
and
brilliant.
That's really important.
Brilliant, brilliant. So prayer, gifts, finance, there's an email that goes out, and we'll put people in touch with that email, how to subscribe to that and get on that database. But if I want to go out, Kirsty, I mean, it's like, shivers, it could be a bit daunting. Is there some sort of preparation? What's that look like?
So we train you, we take you through a training session, and we get to know you, and there is an application process.
Yeah.
But essentially, if you are over 18, a committed Christian, love Jesus, in a church, and female, then yes, come and talk to us about joining up, because we welcome new people on our visiting team, and we do need to always grow that team.
And I think that's the beautiful thing, is teams. It's not individuals going out it's always in numbers.
And I can say no one person can do this by themselves.
No
one church can do this by themselves. It's a joint effort.
It's the church's responsibility and together. So you might be in a church, you think, I can't do much. What a great story, Cole. Just a small church and a group of ladies just making stuff.
Absolutely.
And obviously, with as they're making that stuff, they've got these people in mind. They've got the teams going out in mind, so they're prayerfully considering all this as well.
And not only prayerfully considering, a lot of them say, while I was making this, I was praying for who this might go
beautiful.
To.
Beautiful, beautiful. And churches, I mean, just small financial gifts, individuals or church might have a bit of space in their missions budget too. For this local outreach ministry, and just magnificent. I love it. I love it that we've got brave, courageous women that are prepared to go.
Yeah, our team is gold. We love each person on our team. They're wonderful.
Well done to you ladies for responding to what you felt the Lord speak to you about. And not just praying about it, but putting legs on that and making something happen. Well done. It's awesome. And to all the ladies involved on the front end of it, you know, going, but also everyone else who's supporting. This is a really easy ministry to support. Final words of encouragement?
Just thank you and keep praying. Thank you.
Yeah, we couldn't do it alone. We depend on your prayers and we're so thankful for all of the support we get.
Fantastic. Well, my special guests, Kirsty and Coral from tremendous outreach ministry, Rahab, to sex workers that are in that space here in our city. Very vital, very much needed. It's been wonderful bringing this story to you and I'm looking forward to joining you again soon. Bye for now.
This has been Kingdom Works on Rema FM.